Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That is Joe's McFly. If you missed it, last night the Yankees, they did win the game.
They won the game. They hit the over. It was a perfect game. Actually, I was kind of right because I said that the Yankees are probably going to blank the Oakland A's, and they did. I just didn't know that they were also going to blank them on the hit column. You greedy Herman, you.
A lot of nines, a lot of zeros in that box score.
A lot of nines, a lot of zeros, and a win, and the good celebration and good vibes, and the season starts now.
Season saved.
Season saved. What is this, game 80? No, game, isn't this game 81?
Ooh, it might be. So today, like the halfway point for the Yanks, it might be. Looking into it,
MLB. Game 81. Yesterday was
nice. 80. Nice. That was 80. Second half. Plenty of things can happen in the second half.
Anything can happen now, and you know that there hasn't been a World Series team. Well, there hasn't been a perfect game thrown in Yankee history that hasn't followed a World Series win, right?
Yeah, all of them before this have directly led to World Series wins. So why not continue that?
Yeah. And they all start with D's.
They all start with D's.
That's kooky.
The guys in D's lineup. That was nothing. Why don't you tell the people who they are?
Yes, we got DJ LeMahieu leading off at second base. Then you got Gleyber Torres at DH, back at DH. Mm. Interesting. Rizzo, first base, Stanton, right field. Had some good hits yesterday. Had that homer. Homer draft point for me. Bader, center field. Ooh, that means Bader's getting the day off in St. Louis.
One of those days he's sitting.
Homecoming. Crazy.
Mixed Donaldson. Bag.
Yes. Donaldson at third base, Kiner Falefa left field, had the IKF shirt on yesterday, good vibes. Volpe at shortstop, and Trevino at catcher with Schmidt on the mound.
Mm, Clarkey on the bump. And he wasn't his last, the last start he had against Oakland. Was that like the start of this period of being really good? I'll look into his game log, why not? It's a little bit, I guess the what to watch for is perfect game fatigue. Like, hey guys, let's take care of business and win this game.
Yes.
Let's not do anything lackadaisical. Please.
Yeah.
It was the start before that against Cleveland. He went 4.1, but zero earned.
Yeah,
that was technically the start of the goodness, but then six the innings, two earned against Oakland in the stadium.
What to watch for me is actually, can the offense, you know, did they save runs for today? Can the offense, with the good vibes that they got from yesterday, not only the perfect game, but for themselves, that was like a complete good vibe win yesterday.
Yeah.
Perfect game for Herman. Like, everybody in the lineup did something positive, it felt like. You know, even Donaldson had two RBI. He had that double as well. So everybody was getting going. So can we continue this, make it 2 days in a row? The team needs to feel like they can do things without Judge. Because if you feel better, you do better, BBD.
If you feel better, you do better. Another lefty on the bump for Oakland. Feels like the Yankees are hitting lefties well, or at least the guys that we're worried about. They seem to hit lefties well. Another lefty tomorrow. I'm trying to figure out what day Bader's going to sit, man, because he said Boone told us he's not going to play all of these games. So I'm trying to figure out which game Bader sits. I think we get Monty at some point in St. Louis, so it'll be whatever the other one is. I don't know.
I think Boone made this lineup as a good vibe game lineup. I think he was maybe mentally he was planning on saying, maybe I'll sit Stanton or Bader here today, last game. But they lost the first game yesterday. The perfect game happened. He said, you know what? Let's run these guys back out there again so they all leave feeling good.
Yeah, get these guys all the way hot, particularly Stanton. Yesterday felt like a stepping stone. It's going to be hard to graduate from that if you just hit really well in two games against the A's. You have to carry into St. Louis, who I know their pitching has been not great themselves, but let's keep building, G. Feast on some of these bad staffs.
Why not?
I'll take crushing bad pitching, and we'll worry about good pitchers later.
Absolutely. But,
yeah. Give us that, big G. It's kind of what we're watching for.
Yeah, that's a good watch. Yeah, good watching for. I'm watching to see if you said fatigue. I'm seeing lineup, the offense doing the same thing over again.
Yeah. The pitching path to victory becomes even easier today because everybody got another full day of rest.
Great. Yes, another full day. A lot of rest, thanks to Brito. A lot of these things carry over, right? There's like a compound, a compounding of rest now, which is good. Mm-hmm. The dog days of summer are coming up, BBD. So now, Schmidt's there, got the whole pen there ready to back him up. Schmidt, you know what? Should I keep going five? Because they keep going above and beyond my ask every time, babes.
All we need is five clean.
Give me five clean.
The bullpen's fully good to go. If anything, we got to get some guys in here today to get a tune-up before some more games coming up. You don't want them too rusty. Does Clay Holmes get into today's game no matter what?
I think it'll be, yes, he hasn't pitched in a while. So you want to get him, I think he's going to get in for sure. Unless there's another perfect game going on.
Well, I don't want to spoil Premos, but these things come in threes. Are we going to get 3 days in a row?
Why not?
So if he goes five, Clay gets the ninth.
Okay.
Hamdog's getting involved. Give him the eighth, and then Kinger do six and seven or something.
Yeah, I like King in this game. Also, depending on what the score is, I also like King for just one inning kind of thing.
I wouldn't mind giving him a good vibes appearance.
Yes, a good vibes appearance. So I'm good with that.
Yeah. So otherwise, if they actually are blowing him out, Abreu gets involved. We haven't seen him in a minute. Ian Hamilton gets in. And I'm curious if Clay Holmes is in this game no matter what. So it could be that crew.
Yes. I think Clay's in no matter what tonight. I think we'll see Clay no matter what. No matter what the score.
Just
hopefully
see
it's in a winning situation.
Oh, yeah. Make sure it's in a winning spot.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I think we're on to the second half of the show. Homer draft, the Homer draft. Joes, you are up 1-0 in this set.
Yes.
Congratulations. I'm happy that happened.
Thanks, Ricardo.
I would love to at least tie you up in this one, salvage the series. Giancarlo scored for you. I have the first pick today. I can't pick Rizzo, Glaber, Stanton, or Bowers. My first pick will be Harrison Bader. Did not think we'd have him available today. I will grab him. So you have two picks. They cannot be IKF, Stanton, Rizzo, or McKinney.
Okay. No IKF. Okay. All right. I got it. I'm fine. I'm actually fine. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick. I think this is a good Gleyber Torres day.
I'd like that.
I think Gleyber Torres has been, you know, everybody's had like a little bit of a line, a storyline a little bit. He hasn't really been at second base a little bit. He's been at DH. And I think today is going to be a Gleyber Torres. That's my first pick. Lock it in. Second pick. I'm going to go with a person that I feel like is getting it going. A person that I actually don't like it when this person hits homers.
Oh, okay.
So, but I think that this is a good day for him to do it. I think that if he gets, the more he gets on base, the more confidence he gets. Anthony Volpe, lock it in.
I like that. I was thinking about him a little bit. I do have an ask for him if he homers, get on base at least one other time today.
That's the homework assignment. If you're going to homer, that should be his daily homework assignment. If you homer, you can homer.
You still owe us one.
You still owe us minimum one and a steal a base attempt if you get on base. At least. Maybe.
I really like that. Yeah, I was thinking about him. He's getting, you know, there's a nice, you know, since the chicken parm, there's a nice little butter knife going.
I think I like him, Biebs. I think I like him batting eighth versus ninth, because him batting eighth with Trevino behind him, now you can steal, because if you know you're not worried about losing a Trevino, LeMahieu at bat, or Torres, or when Judge comes back, Judge. I think if he's there at eight, he has like this free reign of stealing where Trevino's there, you know. Not that I'm saying you don't care about his at bat, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, if they happen to like, all right, we want to set up the force, put Trevino on, or whoever the catcher is, whoever they're batting ninth behind him, that's a win for the Yankees. Yes. And if they don't do that, and Volpe gets on, steals second, then, and Trevino specifically, big contact guy, you're avoiding some double plays with him because he's a double play candidate, and he just might be able to get him over to third if it's a no-out situation, hit a grounder the other way and figure it out. Like, I think that can contribute to a lot of winning. I agree. Oh, yeah.
We see some different stuff yesterday. Not only do we see steals, we see some hitting and running yesterday. A little bit of small ball, sac fly was sprinkled in there. Some doubles. And
offensively,
singles.
There was a little of everything, man.
A little of everything.
I know it's the A's. I know people are criticizing the perfect game from last night, saying, "Oh, it's against the A's. Doesn't count." Any perfect game, crazy. And the A's lineup is pretty much all like major league players. I don't know if they'd all start on most teams, but their lineup is major league level players. Their pitching staff, I haven't been able to make the same observation that's the side of the ball for them that we can say does XYZ count. So keep it going. Do it some more against good teams, but also, like, I'll take good results against this team. Feast on people worse than you. You beat the teams worse than, and try to steal some against teams you're worse than. Beat the teams you're better than, rather.
Agree.
So my final homer draft pick, I have Bader.
Yes.
I can't pick Gleyber or Volpe because you have them. I can't pick Rizzo. I can't pick Giancarlo or Bowers. Bowers not in there. So that means DJ's an option. That means Donaldson's an option. IKF, Trevino. Those are my guys. I do actually really believe in Donaldson to hit a homer today, but I want the Yankees to win.
Yes.
And until he homers in a win, I can't be out here trying to get trying to help him homer and guarantee a Yankee loss.
Yeah, we need a double from him or a sack.
Hey, got that hit last night. I'll take that. He contributed to winning last night. A couple good plays at the end of that game.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
His glove is great. Like, give me something, Josh. Let's go. And so far last couple days, you're one of the hottest hitters on the team. So hey. My second pick's Jose Trevino. Higgy's rightfully getting some love. And Higgy's been sneaky pretty good for last month plus. Trevino. He's going to get to play against a lefty coming off Higgy's big night. So I'd like both the catchers to be in really good vibes territory. And I think a Trevino homer helps.
There's another thing, Biebs, that will help your case. Volpe in front of Trevino. Disgruntled, occupied pitcher worrying about the kid jumping back and forth. Grooves one, two-run homer.
Mm-hmm. Just leave one out over the plate. Rope it down the line, man.
Yeah. Right there.
So I'm excited about that. I hope all our guys homer. I hope
all our guys homer. Yes, that'll be a great day.
That would be sweet.
That would be sick. How many times does that happen in Talking Yanks? All four guys picked homer.
Ain't that a curious case? I think at least once.
That's an awesome day.
2019, the team used to hit homers.
A lot
of them. A lot of guys hit multiple double-digit homers. The over-under.
I don't know. Vegas has been kind of weird, and I think I'm going to go with the whole Oakland thing.
It's been seven and a half the last two nights.
I'm thinking of 7.5 again.
They moved it. It's 8.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're trolling, Bob, like every single time. All right, so it's 8. Maybe because of yesterday, Yankees' offensive onslaught convinced them that the Yankees are a team that hits. So, yeah, 8. So.
I think I'm on the over again. I think they're running back the same script. Clark goes perfect today, and the team scores 11.
I like the over as well. I'm going to go over here.
And it's like an all-time flight to St. Louis.
Yeah, it's all
back-to-back perfect games, 11-0 wins.
You can't top that.
That's going to be a great flight.
A lot of kookiness and celebration over that flight.
That'll be a kooky flight. And then get a third in a row tomorrow. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be great.
Need that.
Premonition time.
Not now, but right now. Premo time, guys. Are you guys ready for a premonition? Are you guys ready for a premonition? What am I seeing? Let me go ahead and put on the Premo helmet. Let's see. What are we thinking about here? What do we see? What do we feel? Beeps, I'll tell you what I see here. I see DJ LeMahieu. I'm seeing DJ LeMahieu right now. I'm seeing a three-hit day for him.
Ooh.
This might be something. It's been a little while. But I think maybe this series and whatnot, he's been frustrated in the homestand, and he got a couple of doubles that he smoked. He's been hitting the ball really well. I'm seeing like a DJ three-hit game. I don't know how it's happening. I don't know where it's happening. I know that he's going to be getting three hits today. I don't know what that is. That's what I'm prepping. That's what I feel.
Ooh.
Got the helmet on. That's what the helmet's telling me today.
Ooh, what do I see? I think I'm a little off the board. Nothing in-game is super calling to me. But I think I did just see, like, a cool dugout shot. Like, somebody trying to see if I can figure out who it is. I don't know if who it is coming to me, but a cool dugout shot guy, shades on, day game, and they're like having a snack. We're getting a snack shot today. Along with Clark, back-to-back perfect game.
Okay. We're getting snack shots.
We're getting a snack shot. Probably got the sunnies on. Probably got a hoodie on.
Sounds like you're talking about Gerrit Cole. I mean,
it could be Gerrit Cole. I don't know. It might be him. It might be Domingo. He's feeling good. He's having the most relaxed day of his life.
Who's pitching the next start against St. Louis? Is it Seve or Cole?
Ooh, St. Louis tomorrow. TBD. Let's see what Roster Resource is guessing. Seve. Seve, Cole, and no starter currently listed for Sunday's game.
Mm.
So whether that's a bullpen day or is Randy coming? I don't know.
Yeah. We don't really know. Mm. Not sure. We'll see. I think we'll see Cole eating something. I think it's going to be Cole eating something. Someone's win today. You win the series.
You've taken care of your business.
Took care of your business.
Five and one against the A's on the year. That's what we would have signed up for.
All day. Because anybody could lose any game, right? That first game was any game. And we could just flush that because we traded that game. That game was the sacrifice for the perfect game. Now let's win this one. Go 5-1. Go to St. Louis where all they do is blow games all day.
They blew it yesterday. Ways to lose.
And let's go. Let's go forward, please. Go Yanks.
Go Yanks. Subscribe if you haven't. Love.
I'm streaming later, guys. Streaming the Yankee game.
Watch Warehouse games. Watch Joe's stream. Love.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.